track 409.
There, she breaches.
We're away.
4 points off the larboard bow, sir.
How far off?
6 miles, sir.
Keep her off 3 points there. Square in the main yard and mizzen topsail. Bear a hand, men, if you love money.
Aye, aye, sir.
Bring the ship to the wind there. Brace up the fore and mizzen topsails. Haul her back the main yard. Call all hands.
When whales were sighted and the captain gave the order, lower the boats, the ship's crew sprang into action. Each boat was lowered from the wooden davits, and its crew of 6 scrambled aboard, took their positions and rowed or sailed in pursuit.
One of the ship's mates was in charge, and he steered as men bent their backs, rowing or trimming sails. They had to bring the boat as close as possible to the whale without alarming it.
Heave up there! Peak your oars! Take your paddles, men!
Signal from the ship, sir! Whales are up! There she blows, sir! 1 point on the starboard bow!
I see them! Take your oars, men! What say, men? Give her a good start! Only 1 mile off! Will you pull? A bottle of rum for every man, what say? Hope they lay still as night waiting for us! There we come up with them, hand over hand!
Whale on lee beam, sir!
Paddle, men! 1 foot more and he is ours! What are you looking over your shoulders for? I will look out for the whale. Do paddle 1 foot more. Ready there?
At the critical moment, the mate ordered the harpooner to stand. Bracing his knee in one of the slots in the bowthwart, the harpooner would plant an iron, and another if he could, with all his might, into the whale's blubber. If successfully attached to the whale, in a split second, the line attached to the harpoon would tension and start to fly out of the boat, following the whale's attempt to escape. To prevent it from snarling or snagging an arm or a leg, the line was run around the loggerhead at the stern and through the chock at the bow as it chased the escaping whale.
The line ran out of the boat so fast it literally smoked, and crewmen poured seawater on it to prevent it from burning. It was a wild ride. Some called it a Nantucket sleigh ride, since whaling in the colonies actually began off the beaches of Nantucket in the 17th century.
Stern all! Stern all, I tell you! Every mother's son of you, stern! Wet line there! Trim boat! Look out! Now, bowman, stand by to haul line. Haul! Pull, I tell you! There he fights! 60-barrel fellow! Haul! 1 good chance and I'll settle this hash for him.
As the whale swam, towing the heavy whale boat, it gradually grew tired. The crew took turns hauling the line in and letting it back out. It took hours, sometimes overnight, to be able to pull the boat close to the tired, angry, and dangerous animal. When that time came, the mate switched positions with the harpooner and stood up in the bow. His job? To thrust the sharp lance into the whale's vital organs, churning and cutting until a blood-reddened spout signaled its final moments. But sometimes, the whale didn't give up easily.
Stern, you lubbers! Stern! Stern, I tell you! Stern all to the devil!
The whale then rounded to and come for the boat. The second mate sung out, "Stern!" but it was too late.
Off shirt, one of you! There! He lays like a log! Oh, do haul, men! I will pay for your shirts!
The whale stove us again, and we could not stuff it up with shirts. The second mate and 2 of the crew jumped overboard. The whale ran to leeward a short distance, went into his flurry heading to the sun, and turned fin out.
At long last, the whale was killed, and the danger was over. But the crew could hardly rest. Their next task, towing the whale's corpse back to the ship, sometimes miles away.